What is the little thing next to the faucet? This question might come to your mind whenever you wash your hands or do your hygiene. What is that little thing really for? Do not worry. We will answer that question for you in the most thorough way. You will surely get your answer after reading this article. Keep scrolling down for more information. What is the little thing next to the faucet? You may notice the presence of a small metal thing next to your faucet, but you have no clue what it is and how it works. Does it play an important role in your faucet? That tiny thing is called the dishwasher air gap, a crucial part of your tub's plumbing. A dishwasher air gap normally has some holes in it with the main purpose of preventing contaminated water from flowing back into the fresh water. The dirty water will vent through a drain line into the air gap whenever they get disposed of. The air gap functions similarly to the space between your sink's faucet and the top of it. What is a kitchen sink air gap? As mentioned above, an air gap is the unimpeded vertical area between the water outlet and the flood height of a plumbing fixture. The requirements for the water safety level of an air gap will not be the same in each country. For easier understanding, let's take the space between a wall faucet and the sink rim as an example. The space in this case is exactly the air gap. Water can easily travel from the faucet into the sink, but it is a one-way trip. It is impossible for water to flow back to the faucet. This function will avoid any specks of dirt or contaminants flowing back to the clean water system, called backflow prevention. Does a kitchen sink need an air vent? Definitely, all kitchen sinks need an air vent, or else they will not function properly. If your kitchen is not vented, it may lead to some serious problems such as overflowing drains, backed up, unbalanced pressure from the water flow, and other plumbing troubles. Consequently, the air in the drain pipe cannot get out, and other contaminants will not be drained effectively, resulting in a terrible smell in your sink. Those reasons explain why we need an air vent for our kitchen sink. An air vent will help equalize the drain pipe's pressure whenever water travels through it. What are the parts of a kitchen faucet? A kitchen faucet is a device that distributes water from a plumbing system. The main parts normally are spout, handle, lift rod, cartridge, aerator, mixing chamber, and water inlets. When you switch on the handle, the valve will open and modify the water stream under any temperature or conditions. The main body of a faucet is often brass, besides die-cast zinc and chrome-plated plastic. The faucets for residential purposes are mostly single or dual-control cartridges. Some single-control variants have a vertically operating metal or plastic core. In contrast, others use a metal ball with rubber seals that are spring-loaded and recessed into the faucet body. What is the rubber thing in the sink called? A garbage disposal machine is a great treatment for any kitchen as they shred food waste into small pieces to go through the plumbing after you finish washing. However, it can cause a stink for your sink if it does not receive a thorough cover. That's why we have a rubber splash guard, a wonderful cover for your disposal machine. Lying inside the sink flange, the rubber splash guard helps prevent water and food from bursting out when the disposal is at work. One more point, you can easily replace this guard after a few months of using it. What are the parts of a kitchen sink drain? Sink strainer, the drainage holes are the place this part is located, which is in charge of sealing the gutter and leading the sewage to the main systems. Tailpiece. It is a small round part that links the strainer to the hole of its system. It lies right after the sink strainer. T, it has a T-shape appearance. Its main purpose is to make a solid connection between the piping of dual sinks. Waste arm, this part is a pipe used for linking the T and the tailpiece. The quantity of this part used will be based on how many of the sinks you have. Extension tube, the name of tells it all. It aids in the extension of any small tube beneath the sinks. Coupler, this part is to link two drain pipes together. Elbow, this part is not popular and seems a bit unimportant. Normally people only use it for rod installations. Pre-trap, as the name suggests, it traps dirt or sediments that accidentally enters the main systems. It also helps prevent unhealthy smoke from evaporating. What is the metal ring around the sink drain called? That metal ring is called a drain collar or flange. It sits within a drain to supply connections for plumbing fittings. The flange is a crucial part of drain installations as they minimize the risk of leaks and other plumbing issues. What is a flange on a kitchen faucet? The flange on a kitchen faucet is the collar surrounding the drain in your sink. It is typically composed of metal, however, it is also made of plastic with a metallic finish. This part plays an integral role as it helps prevent leakages of water through the sink. Interestingly, the flange is easy to replace. You can choose to replace only the flange or the entire bathroom faucet. No matter what method you choose, you all have to disconnect the plumbing beneath the sink to unscrew the flange. Conclusion. We hope that you find our article informative. We believe now that you already have the answer to the above question, what is the little thing next to the faucet? The information in this article will be a great addition to your bathroom household's knowledge. Are there any questions you want to ask? Leave us a comment below.